Yes. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show, the Dark Mark Show. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Nicole Six.
Hello.
It's a whiskey night, not a wine night.
Well, like on Facebook earlier today, I was all, can I start calling myself Whiskey? Like, can you choose your own nickname?
You sure can.
That's Nicole, right. Whiskey Six.
Whiskey Six.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you're almost done with the bottle.
And it was such a tiny bottle. It's like we took a little, it was like a mini fridge bottle. Right. I mean, what is this?
Just to make you feel better.
That was the only bottle they had.
That's the honey whiskey. Good for sipping, huh?
Yeah, it's good for sipping.
Well, you also got the shirt too. I love that.
Jack Daniels, big sponsor at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, obviously, right. And the whiskey. So.
Nice.
But not a sponsor of the Dark Mark Show. By the way, the other beautiful, beautiful, giggly, wonderful woman that's talking there, that's pop sensation girl crush.
Thank you.
And we're gonna listen to her music, hear her story, a lot of things, a lot of interesting things to talk about with girl crush. And in between, there's quite a sandwich I've got you in, sir, as I usually do. This is the man that O.J. Simpson tried to call the marshals on.
That
Don Cornelius says a fucking clown, and that Morgan Freeman, after he was asked if he ever had a gay experience, kissed. That's Gary Garver, formerly of the Howard Stern Show, now of his own show on KCAA on iHeartRadio and all syndicated all over the country. Controlled Chaos with Gary Garver. It's Gary Garver.
Hey, yay. It's Dark Mark.
Yes,
how are you, Dark Mark?
I'm good. You and Gary Garver, Nicole, is part of the reason that I have a podcast. That's
is it? I'm sorry.
We may or may not get to that story today. I don't know, but
this can be a good show.
It's gonna be a great show. You can tell already the energy in the room.
I know, right?
But
there's energy in here. Right?
There's energy in the room.
All right.
So I better get my sponsors out real quick, and I have to apologize to our friend Phil Doomy because I forgot last week. We had so many things going on last week. The show was shorter than anticipated. Not just because we had a little person on, but we were pressed for time.
But
Doomy's Home Cooking is our sponsor.
Doobies?
Doomy's.
No, wait, I love that place.
You know,
oh
so
my God,
are you vegetarian
Oreos.
Are you vegetarian or vegan?
I'm like a cheetah-tarian. I was vegetarian for a while, but every so often I'll cheat. So now I actually don't think I can really claim it. But I do love Doomy's, and I especially love anything fried, and I love Oreos, so
deep-fried Oreos, Gary.
Yeah, so
what
are you going to do?
Doomy's.
Doomy.
No, that's D-O.
I know, right? Yeah, it's
good name,
too.
It's Doomy like Doom. D-O-O-M-I-E.
They're very goth.
It's the gothest vegan
place in town.
Doom of the vegan empire.
When you're in L.A., go to 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, right where the M-Bar used to be. You remember the M-Bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was there.
They have vegan Big Macs.
Vegan Big Macs.
Yeah, they have vegan pulled pork sandwiches,
wow.
Shrimp scampi, chicken fried steak, Philly cheesesteak.
It's dope.
It's dope. It's dope.
Mm-hmm. It's
As
dope.
The kids say, it's dope.
That sounds awesome.
It is dope. No, you should check it out. And also, we're sponsored by Audible.com.
Audible.com.
If
what
you
the
go
hell
to,
is that?
You don't know Audible.com? You should
I don't know.
Sponsor.
I got a flip phone still.
Okay. Audible.com.
Really,
he's back to the future.
If you are kind of back to the future. If you go
I do have a flip phone. Big deal.
Do you have a tablet? Do you have a computer, Gary?
I have a laptop.
Okay. So you can...
It also flips.
Right.
It does.
So,
that's it.
Gary, I would imagine you're not a big reader. You'd probably like to be.
What does that
I would
mean,
imagine
Mark?
He would.
That's just a mean thing to say to someone. I look at you and you just don't seem literate.
I've read Helter Skelter and the Da Vinci Code. I mean,
you're busy. You're partying. You're a Hollywood celebrity.
Whatever.
Busy.
Shut up.
But anyway, so if you go to Audible, it's audiobooks. And you can get a free audiobook. Try it, Gary.
Oh, I love that. Especially for LA traffic.
Girl Crush Gary. Both of you and
Girl
all
crush
our audience.
Gary.
Girl Crush,
hopefully she
comma,
like me.
Gary, and our audience, go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible button next to my smiling face. You get a free audiobook
cool.
And a 30-day trial at audible.com. You can cancel the next day or 30 days from now. You don't get charged. But you'll probably want to stay because
that sounds awesome, dude.
It does, especially for LA traffic because you're in traffic forever and you can like educate yourself.
Well, here's something you may want to read, Girl Crush, because I put Girl Crush into Audible because they have everything. Here's what I came up with. This is good for everybody. One who probably wants to listen to this. Girl Crush, Women's Erotic Fantasies.
Oh,
you found my book.
You have a book?
I'm just joking.
And that's
how I Steinbeck.
That's written by the author's very interesting, are gay. So I don't know what that
Fantastic.
Is.
Well, that's because the concept of having a girl crush right. is when you're attracted yeah. to one of your female right. friends.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Are gay, really? Right. I'm so lost.
But they have Stephen King books. They have any book that you're...
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, if you ever see a book that... Like the Keith Richards book's like 1,000 pages. You're like, I like to hear that, but I don't have time to read 1,000 pages. You go to Audible, you listen to the audiobook.
Yeah.
And I
you listen
that.
To it in traffic. So
have
that's really
someone
cool.
else read it to you.
Go to darkmarkshow.com. Speaking of books, now's the time because we have... This is an unofficial sponsor, but... Somebody just came out with a paperback book this week.
Yeah,
really?
My co-host, Nicole Six.
Congratulations.
It's called... Do you want to say the title or should I say the title?
The title of my book is an anthology called Some Fucked Up Shit.
Some Fucked Up Shit. And I'm going to buy the book from
Some
her.
Some Fucked Up Shit. Did you, really?
Oh, this is fantastic.
Listen to this.
Okay, let's hear this.
Lord.
A woman walks into a strange shop in a strange town and comes out a literary sensation. A drifter walks into a bathroom and ends up spinning a wrong turn in a gender-bending carnival of terrors. Friends and lovers find disturbing new pastimes and lost souls. And lost souls just refuse to stay lost in these six twisted tales of sex, violence, and the supernatural lubricants in between. Follow Nicole Whoa. Six down a dark alley of human observation as she pushes boundaries and translates modern social issues into metaphorical nightmares. For anyone who finds normal drastically unnerving and takes solace in the strange and captivating.
That sounds like our entire
wow.
audience, so... It's my 10 bucks.
Shit. See, I like to hear her read that book.
Wow, I really like that. I like the
an option, actually,
too.
With the agency. I can actually read that if I want to.
You should. I would not.
Really?
I would
get it on audible.com.
I could go on audible.com.
You should. Totally. So that needs to be on audible.
I'm going to inscribe it for you, Mark.
Okay, well, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it later. It's fine.
Okay. Fucked up shit.
Okay, and I'll give you the $10 later, too.
All right.
Anyway, so, but if you go to...
You're paying for the book?
Why not? I want to support.
Is it
I'm the publisher on this. That's why.
Oh, you're the publisher too. Yeah,
but
okay.
but
okay.
if you go to Nicole6.com,
I paid for my own copy.
although she did offer free autographed books to the guests last week. But if you go to Nicole6.com or Amazon.com, you can get some fucked up shit yourself.
That's great.
So so anyway,
$9.99 plus shipping. Ignore all those other people. There's like six other people that are selling my book. So congratulations, what? Me. Yeah, wow. I guess they just buy it and then sell it, but they sell it for a little bit more. So don't buy their book.
Don't buy it on eBay. Buy it on Amazon or Nicole6.com. Just go to Nicole6.com. One more sponsor before we go, and before we start the show.
You got Which more
sponsor?
Than I got.
I know. But you got a lot of sponsors.
Popularity contest.
AdamandEve.com.
Ooh.
The number
speaking
one
of girl crushes.
The number one sex toy store on the internet. We are sponsoring the Dark Mark Show.
Wow, really?
They are. And if you go to darkmarkshow.com, go to our Facebook page, Tumblr page, or Twitter page tomorrow, I will be posting deals, exclusive deals this week, not only on Adam and Eve, but Adam and Eve's sister site, Adam Man, the number one gay sex toy store
nice.
On the internet. So whether you're straight or whether you're gay, or whether you're somewhere
such a
in between.
Sellout.
It's great.
Why is that a sellout?
And all lubricant.
First of all, I don't know what the difference is between.
Adam Man, is that what it's called?
Adam Man. I don't know what the difference is between a dildo you get on Adam and Eve and Adam Man. I would think they'd
Good
be the
point.
Same, but, you know.
It's got to be size-based.
We're substance without judgment, as
That's
Nicole
right.
likes to say.
Substance
right?
without
like
judgment.
Substance
that's
without
a, that's
judgment.
That's a nice name.
And speaking of substance without judgment, we have Girl Crush here. Now, Girl Crush, you have been singing only for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And you're a Southern Belle.
Yeah, you could say. I'm from Missouri, so we were kind of like in between.
Right, but you're not a racist. You're not a hillbilly.
No,
you are
not.
From. What
I'm from St. Louis, so I'm actually from the city.
Oh, St. Louis. Oh,
so yeah.
You're a city.
And
you're already causing quite a stir. Now,
I have a fun time with that.
You've done shows all over the Sunset Strip, including what we saw you at the Rainbow.
Yes.
Where you had a lot of...
Yes, with Nicole Six.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yay.
You had quite an interesting dance troupe with you.
Yes.
Fellows at polyshop at adamman.com were...
When I was describing it to my bosses the next day, all of a sudden on VH1, the video for Physical by Olivia Newton-John came on. Well, it was a lot like that. Makes Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance.
Well, if you go to the homepage, it says Candy Pop meets SNL and goofy hot music that Girl Crush makes. Ella, which I'm assuming is your real name, LA's pop star, holds OMG image with Bose. I didn't understand it either, Gary. But First off, now you're saying this is Candy Pop beats Saturday Night Live. Is this a parody, or are you really? I'm still trying to figure it out.
You know, I think it's definitely like it's just I like to create and I like to have fun. I'm an artist. I think all artists we like to create something bigger than what's the usual realm. So whenever I'm creating music or creating music videos or doing a show, I do everything big. I'm just theatrical. So I can't help myself.
Even though you're petite.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'2".
Perfect. Perfect.
For who? Perfect. For you?
Yes. He's like, perfect. 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 I actually got a lot taller than they expected. I was like insanely miniature as a child. So.
We're just not sure you're going to make it to 5 foot.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I hit 5'2", it was like, what?
Congratulations.
Wait a second. Were you like a little person?
I was like so miniature they thought I might have dwarfism.
Really?
And then I didn't.
You sprouted up to 5'2". Huh?
Exactly. So yeah, so I'm a big girl now.
Now I gotta bring this out of the way because I did a lot of research on you this week.
All right,
Nicole will tell you I do a lot of research on my
blog. A lot of research. Very extensive research.
Hours and hours of research.
So you know a lot about me.
Well, I'll tell you what's kind of frustrating when you try to Google you is when you put "girl crush" in, it's always that country
song
by Lil Big Town.
Don't even bring up that country song.
I'm
like,
gonna
bring
it
up.
I'm bringing it up.
No, I feel you. My name's Nicole Six. I feel you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No. Like, I like Motley Crue. It's all the rest of that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
No, but when you Google Nicole Six, at least Nicole Six comes up.
I spend a lot of time on my search engine optimization.
You have to do Girl Crush Pop. And that's all my social media and everything is under Girl Crush Pop. If you don't do Girl Crush Pop, it's that country song.
Right, but even if you do Girl Crush Pop, the country song comes on. So you hate that song.
You know, I looked it up because I was like, okay, if this thing's going to like, you know, take my thunder, I want to check it out. It's all right. Yeah. I don't have any hate against it. I just know that in time, my SEO will be better and then it'll be higher.
Now, what came first? You came from before that song.
That song came out last year. Right. And I just started about 2 years ago. I just like was like, you know, at the grind.
Right.
In case you're curious, Mark, the Dark Mark Show actually has very good SEO. So we're going to be boosting your SEO today.
Yay, thank you.
Search engine optimization for anyone who doesn't have an image.
Tell me what's SEO. Single can go down.
Search engine optimization.
Oh, really?
It's what makes you Googleable.
Right. Googleable. So I guess we're
Googleable. You have to have a lot of press, a lot of products.
We're Googleable.
That's awesome.
So, Girl Crush, did you like, I should say do, but did you like the Howard Stern Show?
You know, I didn't know what it was. No, that sounds so horrible.
You didn't know what the Howard Stern Show was?
I was like, but then I looked it up because, you know, I don't know what the big deal.
Because this a-hole's here. That's why.
Something else that has
an
excellent search engine optimization.
Right.
It's the
Howard
Stern Show.
I think I have
really
some search engine.
Well, let me get to Gary Garver.
Do I have an SOL or some bullshit like that?
SEO. So you're more of a Seacrest girl, right?
Exactly.
Some shit like that.
Wait, you listen to Crapola. Hold on.
I grew up very sheltered. I grew up very sheltered. My dad's a deacon. And so
he probably was not listening to Howard Stern Show or reading this book.
That explains everything.
It, right?
You should send your father some fucked up shit right here.
I titled that as a warning.
I've basically been learning about pop culture since I moved here. I'm getting a fast forward in education on anything that is not.
So you just moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were basically in the sheltered, almost Amish life in St. Louis, Missouri.
But we listened to musical theater and church music, and it was.
Some of that showed in the performance I saw at your. I booked at the Rainbow and the Whiskey, and I booked their video debut because as we had Joy Villa on our show, she had a single with you, and so we premiered the video there on our old school system. It was pretty cool. I thought seeing it from like 6 different TVs,
right?
But you had background dancers, and they had Speedos, and they had little bows on their packages. For unwrapping. So you got that musical theater.
I ran into a couple of those guys.
At the Rainbow?
Oh my God.
You know, again, I had to explain to my bosses the next day, you know.
It's a different kind of night at the Rainbow.
I go there and eat, man. That's the last thing I want to do. Some guy wearing a Speedo with us.
You were probably our only pop show, but damn, was it a pop show.
Thank you.
Yes, no, it definitely was a different kind of show for the Rainbow.
Nobody expected it. She had so many dancers. It was amazing. Right. There was a shark. Just like Katy Perry.
Thank you. Yeah, by the way, I did the shark before Katy.
I believe you.
FYI
But
she saw my video, Katie? And then used it. It's okay. You can borrow it. It's all good.
Yeah, Katy. Yeah, go ahead. Borrow it all. Anyway, Gary Garver has an interesting story. Gary Garver actually, I don't know how far back you want to go, but you actually were a weed dealer at one point.
Yeah.
And then you were dealing weed to the people at KLSX, the classic rock station.
That's right.
And then they're like, hey, why don't you do a board op for Graveyard?
Yeah, well, basically, I was doing some production for a show called Interview that Jim Ladd, who was like the biggest DJ,
right,
rock DJ back in the 70s and 80s at KMET.
Right.
He owned it with another guy, Jack Morris. And I basically got the job over Interview by dealing weed, which I was doing for a living before I started breaking into the radio business. I was trying to get into the radio business, and I had to make a living, so...
Was that on your resume? I mean, how do you bust out the weed?
Yeah, no, what happened is this. It was crazy because I went in there to be an intern. This is how I started back in 1985. I started, you know, in L.A. I went in there to be an intern, and I go do my thing, fill out the application, blah, blah, blah. I go in, meet the guy, and he's got a bong on his table. You know, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. So
it was the 70s.
It was the 80s, dear.
Oh.
Not the 70s.
I thought you said the show was in the 70s.
No, I said Jim Ladd. Jim Ladd was a big DJ in the 70s. I was not that old, for Christ's sake. I mean, you know, I still look fucking good. So anyways, the bottom line is...
Not from what I'm looking at.
Well, whatever, you know. You turn 53 and you look like this, I'll bless you. Right. Okay. All right. But the bottom line is, so I saw the bong on there, and I'm like, you know, eventually I said, hey, man, you know, I got some really good stuff. Right. And he's like, well, bring it in. And he loved it. And he bought an eighth or a quarter almost every week from me. My boss did an interview. And then he knew the people that did the voices for the shows, for these rock shows that I was producing, were the DJs at KLSX. And he told them about, you know, the weed. And then one thing led to another. I started going over there and...
Since you went to the radio station anyway, you might as well.
I was dealing weed, and I got to meet some of the DJs.
How often that happens in our scene? The people just start from drug dealer to awesome sensation.
It's not so much anymore. Yeah, it's not so much anymore. But back then, I mean, they were doing that stuff and dealing coke, and coke was a big thing too, which I started dealing too. To some of the people. Right. I don't want to name names for that.
But we don't want the responsibility.
I understand. I think I don't want it either. Okay, but the thing is that, you know, so anyways, that's how I started working. And then eventually, you know, I worked there at KLSX for like 2 or 3 years, was Scary Gary, was a rock DJ. And Scary Gary. That was my name for about 7, 8 years. Yeah, Scary Gary.
Right. And that's still your name behind your back.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's way worse, but that's okay. I'm not really worried about anybody behind my back. The thing is that the Howard Stern Show became a part of L.A., and I was the first West Coast producer, and then the rest is history.
And the Howard Stern Show, Girl Crush, was the biggest radio show nationwide for the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
I saw that. Right. When I found out Gary was me on it, I Googled the hell out of him.
It was on TV. Very extensive research. Hours and hours of research.
Girl Crush. Oh, Gary, so what was the first interview you went for Howard Stern? And did they ask you to do it, or did you do it?
I actually know exactly the first interview I did. I did it at Book Soup here in Hollywood on Sunset. Ooh. I went down there and... I interviewed Whoopi Goldberg. Now, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So what I did is I waited in line like an idiot instead of being part of the press and going up there and interviewing her. I bought a book and waited in line for 2 hours. And then I finally got up there and she was signing my book and I started asking her questions. And she's like, you know, who are you with and all that? Because, of course, they were stupid. I don't remember the questions, but they were stupid ass questions. And then all of a sudden the security guard like slid my book off the table and made it fall down. I go... And I was already obnoxious. I said, pick it up, man. The whole thing. So that's how it all started. So, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg was my first interview for the Stern Show. They loved it. And then I just did probably about 400 or 500 interviews for those guys.
Right. And we've got a sampling of them.
Oh, do you?
Actually, we're going to, Girl Crush, you're going to enjoy this. Hey. Gary Garver is not your standard interviewer. So
I'm already picked up on that.
Yeah. So this is, we're going to start off.
This is years ago, by the way. I don't do this stuff anymore.
I go to 900 stars.
The only time I go out was 900 stars. I used to go to the AVN Awards, but I got tired of that about 3 years ago. I stopped doing that. But the only time I really go out is 900 stars.
Right. So Gary's going to interview Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx, then Marilyn Manson, then George Takei from Star Trek.
Oh, my.
So we're going to hear those right now, Jenny.
All right.
I'm all up in here. It's all the waste. And then I throw it. I'm throwing it. That's what it's all about.
Jamie, cock and balls?
Excuse me?
Cock and balls?
My nuts in your mouth? What'd you say?
I said cock and ball.
That's what I said, my nuts in your mouth.
Hey, which term for gay is more offensive, queer, fag, or pillow biter?
What'd you say again?
Which term is for gay is more offensive, queer, fag, or pillow biter?
Well, what'd you say? What say it is? Say it one more time.
Which term for gay is more offensive, queer, fag, or pillow biter?
Well, which do you prefer?
I like the pillow biter myself.
Okay, I'm saying that's what you usually do. That's great.
Hey, have you ever masturbated in your dressing room?
Of course.
Thanks a lot.
Marilyn, do you believe all the stories in the Bible?
What do you mean by believe? That's an expensive question.
Well, do you believe, you know, there's a bunch of different stories in the Bible. Do you believe them?
To be true, but I believe them to be entertaining.
You believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you return?
AIDS.
Ever have homosexual feelings about anyone in the cast on Star Trek? Do you?
Oh, did you?
No, do you?
No.
Well, why do you ask that? I mean, anyone who brings it up certainly is questionable. You got nice muscles.
Hey, do you ever pick up chicks?
Off the wall.
Do you ever pick up chicks at gigs like this?
You mean little baby chickens?
Do you think Uhura had a big ass?
She may be here. I think it'd be more prudent for me to say no comment.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Takei.
Sure thing.
Takei.
George Takei.
Yeah, the Marilyn Manson one was hard to hear. You asked him what he wanted to be reincarnated as, and he said AIDS.
Yeah, he said AIDS, exactly.
But it
he
sounded like
AIDS.
Somebody was prompting him, so I'm not sure what was going on.
No, I don't know. That's the first time I've heard that in a
dark
long
answer.
Time. Yeah, yes. AIDS. I'm like, yeah. AIDS? You want to be AIDS?
George Takei, that interview was before he came out of the closet.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when he started talking about your muscles, were you like, wait a second?
No, I didn't. I just listened. I was like a great white shark out there. I didn't really give a shit about when I went in there, I just was focused on that. I mean, even the paparazzi hated me. I mean, I'd fuck their interviews up left and right. Because I mean, once I interviewed these celebrities and asked them these asinine questions, they would just run the red carpet, you know, and everybody else who was in line wouldn't get an interview. So they turned it on me and like, you know, actually people would come up to me and go, hey, Gary, can you stand over here? You know, like, can I get the interview first?
Right.
And you stand here because I would screw their interviews. I mean, they hated me and I'm glad I fucked them up because the paparazzi is really a bunch of...
I wouldn't care. I mean, you're obviously just fucking... If someone were to ask me that question, I wouldn't like blacklist all the rest of the reporters because I got asked about cock and balls.
Well, seriously.
I would get that was just you. And maybe there was that one reporter there with special needs. I would move on.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is about those interviews is that, you know, most of the top-notch celebrities, the A-list celebrities, love that stuff. Like, I interviewed George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman. I mean, I've interviewed, like, some of the top Harrison Ford. I mean, I've interviewed some of the top celebrities and James Woods. They got it. They got it.
Takes them out of the norm.
It's these B, C, D. Yeah, because everybody kisses their ass. And, oh, wait.
I was only in pop culture journalism for, like, a very short time, but it's always the same fucking five questions people usually get, and so they like originality, and there's nothing more original than asking someone the questions that you seem to just make up. Did you think of them beforehand?
No, all the questions were always written by the Howard Stern Show. I never wrote one of them, which I make a point of is because Howard on the air made me sound like some monster, some crazy son of a bitch going out there and asking these crazy questions, but in reality, they were the ones who wrote the questions. All I did was ask them. When the celebrities, unless it was an A-list celebrity, if the celebrity was cool about it, maybe a B or C celebrity, they would never run it. but they would run the interviews where they got pissed off at me and started screaming at me. They wanted that. But they turned me into, oh, I can't believe he did that. Gary's crazy. Gary's out of control, blah, blah. No, you're the ones who wrote these fucking questions for me. And if I didn't ask these questions and they were nice to me, you wouldn't run them. So when they became dicks, that's when you ran my interview. So nobody knows his background of all this bullshit. Because you think I wrote them. I never wrote one of them.
Right. No, actually, the two best answers to your questions, and these are questions that people flipped out on, was you asked Morgan Freeman if he ever had a gay experience, and he kissed you.
Yeah, he loved it.
There you go.
He goes, huh? And then he kissed me, and he started laughing sweet. About it.
Was that on the mouth or was that on the cheek?
No, it was on the cheek. Listen,
did he narrate it?
Yeah. You can check out all these interviews on Gary Garver,
right?
In my YouTube, they're Morgan Freeman, Jack Nicholson, all of them.
He kissed you and then said, yes.
Now I have.
Yes,
that's what he said. Yes, now I have. So it was cool. So we started laughing about it. So these are the guys that got it. And like I said, these BCD celebrities. I mean, I asked some of these guys, they'd be walking the red carpet. And I'd go, I didn't know them. I don't know who the fuck they were, you know. And they're like, I'd go, what's your name? You go, what do you mean, what's my name?
Oh,
I go,
that was a good one. Who are you?
And who are you and what made you famous? That would be, and they're like, what do you mean? And they take it really offensive. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? And they go, who are you? And I go, I'm Gary Garver. Who are you? You know, so, I mean, it was just weird. The whole dynamic was very strange on that red carpet. And honestly, I don't know how I could ask those questions now, looking back.
But the funny thing, the question that really tripped up a lot of guys, especially rappers and people with tough guys, is when you said if you were forced to have a gay experience, who would it be with?
Oh yeah,
the best answer was Jack Nicholson. He had the perfect answer. You asked him if you were forced to have a gay experience, who would it be with? He said, nobody forces me into anything.
That's right.
That's a great answer.
Me into anything. Yeah.
But Girl Crush. Now you, I'm looking on your bio. You've played all over the Sunset Strip. You not only brought your dazzling pop glamour to the rainbow now.
I saw you guys' faces initially. You guys were like, what the fuck?
It was definitely,
You don't see a lot of guys in thongs
right
running around the rainbow.
Kind of what our scene is.
I mean, honestly.
But Joy brought me there. I was like, I'm just being myself.
That's what I say. I go down the rainbow a lot and eat dinner. I mean, because my friend lives literally walking distance, so we go down the rainbow and have dinner a lot.
Have you seen Nicole there?
I don't know.
I changed my hair a lot.
We're upstairs.
Now I'll remember. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've seen it. I don't know. Usually I'm pretty wasted when I get there. But,
I've been there almost 4 years. He's probably seen it.
For sure. I've seen it. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
But it's a rock and roll place.
Yeah, it's a rock and roll place. So to see a guy in a thong with a bow, I would like, I go, what the fuck? I mean,
exactly. It was very.
The audience was fine. It was very a WTH moment.
Chuck Zito was there. He didn't have a problem with it.
He didn't go upstairs.
Chuck Zito was there.
He did not go upstairs. Yes, Chuck was downstairs. Chuck
was upstairs. He's upstairs.
This is the thing I do with Girl Crush. I create things that people wouldn't necessarily expect that they would love, and then they end up loving it.
But here's the thing, though. Chuck would have loved you. You're adorable. So he would have excused the rest, probably.
Definitely. But not the shit out of everybody else that was dancing, but he would have grabbed her.
I think he would have held it all back.
Right. He would. Right. Chuck's a good dude. Right. Chuck eats there a lot. I've seen Chuck there
a couple times.
But who are your influences? I mean, I have an idea.
Yeah, powerhouse women. Madonna, right. Katie, Nikki.
And when were you exposed to them with your sheltered youth?
You can see a lot of Nikki in the Girl Crush video. It's still very much your own, but I can see the influence.
Thank you. Yeah, when you get into high school, you kind of, like, rebel and, get into other things.
Especially when you're a deacon's daughter.
So I remember we were going grocery shopping. I was, like, around 4 or 5, and I was singing Madonna music. But my mom didn't know that I knew who she was, but I found out about her in a sleepover, at the neighbor's house, and I was singing it out loud.
Like a virgin?
And my sister, well, I was 4 or 5, I can't remember exactly, but my sister was like, my older sister was like, why are you doing this? You're outing us, we're never going to be able to go to Shannon's house again. Because my mom's like, where did you hear about that? And I was like, Shannon's house, Shannon's house became banned.
Shannon's the rebel.
Yeah, she was a bad influence.
It was a den of secular iniquity.
But you find your way into learning about things.
Right.
I just really like women that are not afraid to say whatever is on their mind with no filter, to say things, think outside the box. There you go, right? Think outside the box. You know, I think women, times are changing, but mm-hmm. in general, I mean, it's not that long ago when women didn't have the vote. I mean, in general, like, it's very much like,
almost. Oh
but it's like, it's very easy to put women in a box and like, okay, they're supposed to be like the X, Y, and Z. And, I always love women that, are, you know, choose to be their own, whether it's popular or not.
I agree with you. You know what kind of woman I like?
Tell me.
One that will bang you.
That's for sure.
I wouldn't say no.
That's for sure. But also, I like girls.
Thank you.
And we're gonna find out what that is, Gary, because we're right, gonna play
girls.
What the hell is that?
And I'll make it tenfold. Cause everything I touch turns into gold. A few things in life will always sell. Love, sex, and drugs, and a ticket to hell. Cause some like it hot, so let's turn up the heat. From the suburbs of the Midwest, but I've always been street. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. When the daytime bite, cause my man's got teeth like a great white shark. When he bites my ass, he always leaves a mark. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. There's no party I can't crash, just bat my eyelash. You be getting whiplash. Walk right past. There's no test that I can't ace. I fly by third base. Always getting first place. I'll rest my case. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. Rattle off arithmetic and highbrow prose. You really get me going with the knowledge that you throw. Nerds are forever, ain't no fad. I'm a goody goody tissue, but I like to be bad. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl. When the daytime comes, I'm a really good girl. When the sun goes down, I'm a girl.
That's Girl, my girlfriend.
I think you need to hire Mark to be one of your new background dancers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You
know, he does well with the men.
It's hard not to. You like getting bit in the ass, huh?
You noticed that, girl.
Of course, that's the one line I did notice.
It was catchy. You can tell you're right yourself. That's always important.
Gary, let her answer the question.
You like
that? I think the song answers that question already.
So that would be a yes. Answer.
I like a bite in my ass. That's what she's saying. I don't know.
So it's, yeah, it's a lot of
she
fun.
Has a shark, man.
You know, I just think.
I do. You have a shark bite on your ass.
Well, you're like, I like a guy with big teeth. There's a guy in the Gouge Stern Show you'd really like. His name's Baba Bully.
No.
He's a monkey.
Yeah.
The music video, I had my hairdresser be the shark, and that was kind of funny to have him chasing
me. Oh, the shark bites you in the ass.
In the video, he's chasing me.
Yes, go on YouTube. Awesome. Yeah, go on Girl Crush Pop.
I'm gonna have to check it out. YouTube.
No, Girl Crush is great.
Thank you. I was
reading that you just were interviewed in Blast Magazine, which I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
The article was very confusing because I didn't know if they were goofing on you or they were being serious, but they were talking about what a feminist you are.
Oh, no, I think it's true, actually. I have not seen the article. I interview with them, but I haven't even seen the article yet. You saw it before me.
It's really interesting. Yeah, it's weird.
You do your research, Mark.
Because
they were talking about Barbie Girl, because you did a cover of Barbie Girl.
Yes,
you remember Barbie Girl.
Yeah,
I've been known to karaoke Barbie Girl.
It's a great karaoke song. That's what inspired me to
I am. You say that because in your video, your dancers, they're not all white. They're not all Ken dolls. They're not all straight, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm super into diversity.
Absolutely. And by the way, your dancers, couple of them were very chatty with me on at the rainbow.
Fantastic. Yeah. God, they're very friendly people.
Yeah. He does well.
I do all the time.
I can't bring him anywhere.
He says he's a bear.
My dancers, one thing I love about my dancers, they're not just talented, they're not just hot, but they're really nice people. So they're like super friendly. And
right.
I like that.
Right.
But yeah, no, I'm a big, I have no like shyness from saying I'm a feminist. I'm definitely a believer in women rights.
Yeah, nice nails. Right, right, right. Nice nails too, by the way.
Oh well, yeah, see, they're different colors.
They're cool. They're all different colors. They're pretty cool.
I think you can be feminine and girly and still, be a feminist.
So here's an example of what they wrote. Call me trouble is more about having silly fun. A lot of times, with females, we're told what appropriate behavior for a female is. Girl Crush said it puts genders in little boxes. Call me trouble, she said, is really more about not feeling obligated to follow societal norms. A meeting I didn't pick up on it when I watched it the first time.
Oh.
So she gives
I
examples.
I want to read this article now. I'm like so curious. Yeah, yeah. I interviewed with them. I didn't even see the article yet.
She gives examples about how.
She's a great girl.
Well, she did admit her bias when she first interviewed you.
Yeah.
I thought you were just a fluffy pop artist.
Of course. That's what they're
As with everybody says. That meets you, she was entranced.
Oh, that is so sweet of her. Oh.
I just said that, but yeah.
I think it's very well. That's actually that's actually stabilizing my argument. Like, you know, it's very easy to put women in like a little fluffy box, right?
Right.
But it's like, yeah, we have substance. And,
girl, you say something about like you want to be a little tissue. I mean, that's a little
tissue. I don't say anything about being a tissue.
There's something about tissue in there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's
Mark needs to learn the word. I'll
send you a lyric sheet.
Mark was using the tissue while I was watching your video.
I was dancing a little too much.
Talking about.
I don't know. But also you played the Staples Center. When was that?
Yeah. I'm actually classically trained. So I was classically trained. Opera and
wow,
you know,
really?
Vocals. Yeah. So I grew up in musical theater doing opera and Muni Opera in St. Louis. Muni Opera is the largest musical theater in the world, actually.
Right.
And I trained in doing that. And so I sing the national anthem for major leagues, including the Clippers.
Really? Oh, you sing the national anthem for the Clippers?
Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was really cool to be in that space.
Very cool.
Big space.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing the national anthem, Girl Crush.
Yeah, exactly. It was very cool.
How nerve-wracking was that?
You know, actually, it was really cool. The Nuggets were there. We were playing against
the Nuggets.
And in the back, we were like doing this like rap jam, like battle type thing.
Well, you were battling the Nuggets in the rap jam?
Yeah, like it was like these guys.
Mark and I are from Colorado, so this is just funny to us.
It was just really silly and just being really. So I wasn't even thinking.
Who instigated it? Hey, girl, you want to do a rap jam?
I think we just started talking and then they heard that I was a rapper and they were like, oh my God, I want to hear it. So we just ended up like, you know, doing this little funny battle thing. So I wasn't even thinking about the fact that I was about to sing the national anthem 2 seconds later. So we're just having fun, having a good laugh. And then they're like, okay, we're on. So we did it.
You realize they were all hitting on you.
Of course.
Yo, girl, if you can rap, you can get into
the this song about golden nuggets.
I'm your nuggets, girl.
I'm your golden nugget. Yo.
My next single. My next single.
Yeah, golden nugget.
And they're all like 6 foot.
Yeah, they are.
Like, and you're 5 foot two. They were like, staring right at their dick.
Take you home.
Yo, girl, you want to battle me?
They make me look like I'm a part of the Lollipop Guild.
Right. It's like, yo, girl, I got a microphone. You want to rap?
No, it's almost a
dial
level.
I got a flute for you.
Yeah, because you got to watch it with sports celebrities. Gary Garver will tell you because O.J. Simpson threatened to call the marshals on Gary Garver.
Let's not talk
about
one
of his most famous calls.
No. Did you lose a rap battle?
Yeah, with O.J. I lost it with O.J.
You don't want to talk about O.J.?
What do you want to say? I mean,
how intimidating was it? Because he's a big dude.
He wasn't intimidating at all because I had run into him a bunch of times at the golf course. So, I mean, I knew who he was. He used to come up to me and befriend me and my guys, ask us how we used to play and how we played and blah, blah, blah. So I ran into him probably a dozen times before I interviewed him.
Well, you did ask him if he was sharpening his knife for his next wife.
Yeah, I asked him about something like that.
Was that a question you wrote or someone else?
I told you they wrote the question.
Did you tell him that first?
But how
because that part you should probably tell first, just in case he was.
What's that now?
Well, he's in jail
now. Did you tell him first that you weren't the one responsible for asking him that
question?
No,
I never did that. I always had to lie about who I was. I never said I was with the Howard Stern Show. I always used my middle name. I couldn't even use my real name. Huh. I had to be. Oh, yeah, it was a whole thing, man.
But Howard Stern's in the past. You stopped doing interviews in 2007.
Can we talk about my radio show for Christ's sake?
I'm trying to segue into it. I'm referring to things the same age as my phone.
I'm trying to segue into it.
Thank you.
For 2 years... Now he's responsible for me having a podcast because you recommended me to the GoCast Network. We were both on the GoCast Network for a month and then went out of business.
Well, I was on it a little longer than you.
I know you were. I know you were.
That's okay.
And then you're doing the show at the joint. And then about 2 years ago, you started doing the morning show on KCAA in the Inland Empire.
That's right. That's right.
And it's apparently getting very high ratings, not only
it is
terrestrially, but on iHeartRadio and other places.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. It's called Control Chaos. It's on KCAA 1050 AM in the Inland Empire, also KCAAradio.com. It's on Monday through Friday, live 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we repeat it. They repeat the show at 8 p.m. too. So I'm pretty proud of that. I'm the only show that they repeat, and they repeat it Monday
through
Friday.
Apparently, you get the highest ratings on the station.
Yeah, by a wide mile.
And they have Imus. They have, who's the guy? Alex Jones. They have
Dave other, Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. They have
Poor Man's on there too. So yeah, it's cool. It's you know what I dig about it, because I've been in the radio business for so long, and I had to deal with all these corporate a-holes for so many years, and now this is more of an independent radio station, which there are not a lot of independent radio stations anymore. It's all like, you know, big time corporations.
Clear Channel or podcast.
Clear, yeah, or Cumulus, I just like to call them. Anyways, but the bottom line is that this guy is really cool. Fred Langer is the CEO, and he lets me have my freedom and say what and do what I want. And I'm sort of I also deal with business management over there now. Mm-hmm. So I've become corporate a little bit myself. Management.
Corporate, corporate Gary Garber.
I would say corporate because I'm smoking weed and drinking while I'm doing it. But I mean, you know, the bottom line is it's very cool. I'm very happy with it. I've been there like about 2 years, and it's a lot of fun. So it's fun to have the freedom I have, but be able to still have the wherewith to be able to speak correctly and not swear like I always do. And it's an art form too, because I'm not knocking your show now. I'm not knocking any podcast. But the bottom line is, as there's a difference between doing a AM radio show or an FM radio show as opposed to a podcast, because you do have to be a little bit more creative with your wording and how you say things.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I mean, it's cool. It's all good.
So,
I can say some bleep.
Well, I was on your show. I was on your show a month ago.
Yeah.
And I always love coming on your show. First off, and then you always, because you're like, do you swear on your show? I'm like, yeah. He's like, don't swear on my show.
Yeah, well, you can't.
I didn't. And I never did.
I never have
used profanity on your show. But what I'm impressed with, every time I'm on your show, you have a celebrity that calls in or is in the studio. Larry Holmes, the great heavyweight champion. Google it. Was on your show.
Yeah.
Was on She's your show. Sheltered. And it was funny because you were like, don't swear. And then right out of the gate, he's like, what do you think about this fight? Oh, man, it's a bunch of shit.
Like, yeah, exactly. I know. I was like, oh, great.
But he was on for like 20 minutes. And then
but
we
he
went
wasn't
to
wrong.
No, it was a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I saw it at Gary's house. It was a terrible show.
They're terrible fight. Those guys, what a clown. And then we find out Pacquiao's hurt and all that. You know, come on. What a joke.
It cost me money. Not like I had money on it, but it took away everybody to watch this shitty fight.
Right? No, the rainbow was empty that night, wasn't it?
I think they're trying to angle for a rematch, and they're trying to figure out an angle.
Fuck
for
that! I won't pay a penny of that. Right. I paid $100. They got $100. I'm not going to get ripped off again.
Exactly.
What a joke!
But like 20 minutes after Larry Holmes, you're like, did he just swear like three times? I'm like, yeah, he said shit three times.
I know. We had to cut it out. Yeah.
How did you get Larry Holmes to call on your show? When did you meet Larry Holmes?
I met him through a friend of mine. Okay. He had his number, and I just called up, and you know, he came on the show about a year ago, and he just loves coming on the show. He believes the same that I do about Malaysia Flight 370. It started with that.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist, huh?
Yeah, he thinks that aliens roam the planet like I do, and I do.
Uh-huh.
I definitely think that. And I think there's a different dimensions in life, and I think the plane actually went into a different dimension and is there somewhere out there. Oh. And so does Larry Holmes. That's how me and Larry Holmes believe in aliens.
You guys are tight.
Do you believe in aliens?
Actually, it's been proven. I don't know the exact number, but there's either 7 to 8 like planets that are the exact same makeup as Earth when it comes to like their distance to the sun, like a source, and like all, it's basically the exact same environment as the Earth, and they're in different universes, and it's already been proven from NASA. So I feel like, I mean, there's got to be other living beings.
Because you're so adorable. You can't be from this planet.
I'm just like...
I'm glittery, too.
Okay, I'm just speaking, get out myself right
there's
now.
There's plenty of evidence.
I am an alien.
Things that, like, for instance, there's a whole in-depth study in crop circles, and we're talking back, like, all the way back, and, like, fucking in the 1600s, some guy went, the devil plowed my field, and it turned out there's just, so there's a lot of, I mean, there's enough
I'm a
for
believer
most people.
In science, yeah. And science has proven enough that there is most likely other beings.
Well, think about it. How many, you know, there, and I've read this story on the air before, is that there's more planets in the galaxy and universe than there are grains of sand
on Earth, right?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. On Earth. So, I mean, come on. You think we're the only ones here?
And I don't think it's that weird that all the stuff that they talk about is just experimental. And for all we fucking know, they run on methane, and that's why they're obsessed with cows and corn. I mean, I'm not going to get involved in their shit.
By the way, that was the Moment of Intelligence by Nicole Six. We try that on every show.
Who wrote the book? Some fucked up shit.
But I was on your show. You had Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. You called him at his home.
All right. I don't know, Mark. You know more about my shows than I do.
I'm assuming that you met him at Night of 100 Stars, yeah, but you still do interviews.
Yeah, no, I met Lou. He's a very cool dude. And I have Gloria Allred on my show.
Right. Did you meet her during interviews? I met her
at Night of 100 Stars years ago, like 14, 15 right. years ago. And I just started getting her on the show.
Google her. She's a lawyer.
Yeah. I got her on there about a couple of years ago, and she talks about different things, her cases and stuff. She's got a bunch of clients who are suing Bill Cosby, so we get into all that and things like that. So yeah, I mean, I have a potpourri just like you do, man. I mean, you have a bunch of different people on your show. You have Girl Crush and me and Nikki and it's the same sort of thing. I mean,
it's very fun. Now I got to ask you, you initially did it with Jigga Jones.
Jigga Jones still on the show.
Oh, but not every day.
Not every day, because sometimes he has to go out and rob places.
By the way, Jigga Jones is short for Jigaboo Jones. Uh-huh. Google it. And he is the...
There's so many people to Google
least PC African-American man on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he doesn't even like Obama. He hates Obama. But, he's got to go out and rip people off and get drunk. So he can only show up a couple days a week.
I met him at a show, and we both were so... weird and out there. We loved each other's acts, and I believe we were like, we both got the biggest laughs. Hands me his card. His card had the letters NIGGR on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's Jigga Johnson. That's your co-host. So now he's, but you have other, no, he's great.
His moniker was Jigga Jones number one N when I first met him, what I mean? And we would use the N word, and now he is like, I said, hey, when we go on the AM radio, we can't say the N-word. Right. So it was Jigaboo Jones. Negro of the world. That was it. And now it's down to Jigga Jones, guru of the ghetto. So that's
you whitened up Jigga Jones.
We're whitening.
Whitewashing Jigga Jones.
Whitewashing Jigga.
But you have other co-hosts. You have a lovely Asian woman that's on.
Yeah, Mary Tonga. She comes on Fridays usually. And
how do you meet her? And what is she?
I don't know. How do you meet your people? You just meet them, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
how did you meet Nikki?
I was at Bar Sinister, and Nicole came up to me. Wow, are you the goth comedian guy? We had mutual friends, and we hit it off.
That's cool.
Really?
Right. And I met Girl Crush.
I think that's how it happened.
Yeah.
And then she gave me her card.
He knows more about how I met, about my show than he knows about his own.
And then she gave me her card, which was a Pokemon card. I met Girl Crush.
At the time, he's not lying, though. That's true. Right. I did have these cards.
Where'd you meet Girl Crush at?
I met Girl Crush at the Rainbow because we have Joy Villa, who she just did a show, did a song with.
Joy's awesome. We met at the Grammys on the red carpet.
Now, it was at Bar Sinister, though. You're right about that.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, it's coming back to her. But Joy Villa, now you wore an interesting outfit at the Grammys yourself.
That's right. Yeah. We both definitely wore, crunch and grabbing, interesting costumes. Well,
describe what you wore to Gary at the Grammys.
It was kind of like a psychedelic... gothic fairy type costume.
I did a lot of research. I did a lot of hours and hours on that particular picture.
And so Joy, we made eye contact and we were like, oh my God, we already love each other. So we wrote the song Play together. We did a songwriting session. We knocked out the video and we're actually now getting offers for tours and most likely we'll be going to China in September and August.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
Just don't go to North Korea.
Okay, thank you for that.
Or try not to fly from Malaysia. Yeah.
It was many of odd nature.
Right.
Our friends, Mark was the announcer for our friend's band.
Okay.
That's how we met.
Oh, there you go. That's all coming back now, Mark.
No, but Joy Villa wore a snow fence dress that appeared to be nude underneath. And she got on the board, all these... She got all sorts of press, and you didn't.
Totally.
Were you jealous?
Well, no, actually, I don't actually get jealous people. I'm really into like people succeeding. She had a really awesome PR company behind her when she was there,
right?
And I actually learned from her because I'm always into like learning, you know, what different angles you can do and what can you do differently. Mm-hmm. And having the PR company behind her as she was there really like, you know, brought everything bigger. So I learned how to up my game, and I definitely appreciate it. And now we're like super friends, and it's just been really, really great.
And you have upped your game. So what's next for Girl Crush?
Yeah, the tour. And I have two singles, new singles with videos that'll be releasing soon.
Right.
So, after
Play, you have new songs coming out.
Yeah. I'm always creating. I'm always in the studio. I'm like always writing. And I'm also a big songwriter. So I've been writing a lot for film and television.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. I mean, just keep myself.
That is actually really great. I know how much that pays. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there something we would have heard on the film or TV?
You know, I've done stuff for Comedy Central, Showtime, Discovery Channel, NBC. But it's, you know, a lot of times with film and TV, it's like, it's a song that's going on when they're at a party at a scene or something. So it's not like anything that actually, you know, will get you out there as an artist. But at the same time, it pays bills.
Of course.
And so that's important. So I've been doing that, and
you
I
know
like
what?
I
want
like,
to see that shark bite her ass. Where can I see that?
That's online. That's on Vivo.
Okay. Well, where is it? Vivo? What the hell is that?
Vivo.
Like, come on, man. I have a flip phone for Christ's sake.
You
can
go
to Vivo.
Vivo is if you have a computer or a laptop, Vivo is a website.
In fact, if you go to YouTube and Vivo will fuse for you.
Right.
Fuse for me. Oh, man, I can't take it.
It's where all the music
videos... I need to smoke a joint right now.
It's where all the music videos went after they left MTV.
They went to Vivo?
They went to Vivo, It's like on the newest MTV. And I've just been doing a lot of that and just creating and then, you know, getting ready for this tour and getting all that stuff knocked out. And I'm also working with a publisher writing K-pop and J-pop songs.
That's
Asia
Japanese pop and Korean pop.
My mom was actually born and raised in Japan.
Really?
You're a fan of Kim Jong-un. I knew it.
North Korea is everything
it's debatable. But my mom grew up there and she was born there. It's debatable. I was a child. My mom says she swears she's 100% Irish. But she grew up there.
So much to follow.
It's too complicated, but I will say she grew up there and she was born there. And so as a child, I was influenced by that culture, definitely.
So go to girlcrushpop.com.
There you go.
And that'll take you everywhere you need to go, including Vivo.
Yes.
For all the videos. Where does the time go? girlcrushpop.com.
I know, right?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And apparently you are quite the, you're almost a match for Nicole Six on social media, from what I understand.
Oh,
you're very good at it.
Thank you
for promoting
I always write back. So if anyone ever writes me or comments, I always write back. I'm very, very grateful for all my supporters.
And
I love having a relationship with
all of them. Do you need an extra dancer for the show? Because I could put a bow and a thong on.
You know what? I might take up you on that. I hope you don't, you know, you're not overstepping what your offer is, because I could definitely take up on that.
You got to do that.
You saw the moves.
There's
some funk there.
The next Girl Crush show, you'll be seeing featuring.
I'm about the rainbow. I swear to God.
Hey, Gary Garver, how do people get a hold of you? And tell us what your show's on.
I don't forget it. I don't care.
KCAA 8 to 9.
You know more about me than I do.
iHeartRadio.
Go ahead.
It's Controlled Chaos.
Yeah, thank you.
And by the way, do you know that Jeff Dunham's last comedy special was called Controlled Chaos?
Who cares?
He's the guy with the puppet.
I don't really give a shit.
Hey, where did you meet Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses? He's a frequent guest.
I don't know. I met him in Las Vegas.
He's a good guitar.
He's a real nice guy. Yeah.
Go to GaryGarver.com.
Yeah, check out if you want to see the YouTube videos of some of the celebrity interviews I did, you know, just hit me up there.
If you go to YouTube, you can Gary Garver versus Howard.
And I just want to say I love you, Jesus Christ, as a Jew. That's the end of that.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah,
and
Jews for Jesus. Thank you.
Nicole, go to Nicole6.com.
I used to live next to Jews for Jesus.
Everybody, Nicole6.com.
Okay. And if you're local, come visit me at the Rainbow and I'll sign your copy.
Right. Some fucked up shit right there at the Rainbow.
This is not fucked up shit. This is Girl Crush with our friend Joy Villa.
Yay.
The song is Play. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Play.